Joe, your dad's here.
So what?
I want to talk to you.
Too bad.
Come on, Joe. He missed the plane so he could come back here.
Come on, talk to me.
So if you got something to say, why don't you say it?
I know you're mad at me and everything because you can't come to Toronto, but it's crazy there. I'm never home. But that doesn't mean you're going to stay mad at me forever, does it? We can still visit.
You said that when I was six.
When I lived here, we used to visit all the time.
All the time, at first. All the time, at first, but then hardly ever.
You want to know why? You want to know what it was like going back to my apartment after seeing you and your mom? Like having my heart cut out with the dull knife? I've never been so lonely in my life.
I've been lonely ever since you left.
That's why I moved. Because I love you so much, I couldn't stand not being with you all the time. I thought maybe a clean break.
Oh, sure. You left because you just love me so much.
Remember what it was like before I moved? Every time I saw you, we'd fight and cry.
It wasn't my fault. You tell him.
You didn't make it much easier either. You were always on her side, you know.
What was I supposed to do? I was just a little kid.
I'm sorry, Joe. I can't tell you.
Sorry what? Sorry you left? Why'd you do it then?
Joe.
Joe, listen. Why'd you do it?
I had to. I had to work. When I went to Toronto, it was like I got work and it was like it saved my life. I might have been a failure as a husband and a father, but at least I could play. You know what I mean? I know I can't make it up to you, but I was thinking maybe you could come out for a month this summer, or maybe for the whole summer if we can swing it. I figure I can afford to hire somebody for a couple of months, you know, for night times when I'm away. Come on, give me a break here, Joe. I'm trying.
I don't want to come for this stupid summer. You promised me when I got bigger, I could come and live with you. You promised.
Joe, I never.
You did! And now I can't even come and live with you? You're just trying to buy me off. I don't want to spend the summer with some stupid babysitter.
Well, maybe you'd like me to quit my job then, but I can't do that.
Then why don't you just get out of here then?
Because we need each other, Joe. I'm your father.
No, we don't. I don't even need you. I don't even need a dad. Joe, he's crying.
What you said is not true. I will always be your dad, and I will always love you.
He does. He loves us, Joey.
Well, that was brilliant.
Give him time.
You tell him I'll be waiting.
Joe, he's leaving. So what?
He loves us.
He left.
He's our only dad. He said he's sorry. He said so.
What if he leaves this time and we can't get him back ever, ever, ever? Who needs him?
I do. I do.
Dad! Dad!
Yeah? Yeah, what?
Dad, you know the new arrangement you did on my song? I can't quite get it the way you did it.
Oh, well, you want me to show you?
Yeah, if you got a minute. I don't want you to miss another plane or nothing.
Forget about the plane. There's nothing I'd rather do, Joe. Can I use my old guitar?
Sure. Dad, you remember when I was just a little kid? And you made up that song, Sunny Day, for me.
Yeah.
Do you think we could do that instead?
Really? You want to do that instead?
Yeah. Just pretend I'm little. Come on. Come on. I used to love it.
All right, then. Let's do it. All right. Oh, man. I love doing this, too. It was the best, eh?
Yeah.
You just strum and I'll do the chords.
I know that.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
When I go walking in the rain,
it's something that I can't explain.
And then all I've got to do
is start thinking about you. And then the sun starts to peer.
The sky and clouds begin to clear.
A morning that was dull and gray,
it turns into a sunny day.
The rainbows, yellow, blue, and red are all around me.
Overhead!
Hey, who's my favorite boy?
I am the end!